This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to speak about the halacha in Hilchus Kibud of Va'ein. We all know that there's two chiyuvim min haTorah about Kibud of Va'ein. One is the chiyuv kavod, the other one is the chiyuv moira. You have to have kavod for your parents, and you have to have moira for your parents. Different things are part of kavod, and different things are part of moira. Kavod is mechayiv certain things, and moira is mechayiv certain things. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Mem. Tzarech lizar ma'oid b'chvoid aviv v'imai uvim ma'ira'om. Kavod and ma'ira. There's two parts to kibud av v'eim. There's kavod and ma'ira. This is the first halacha that the mechaber begins the halachas of kibud av v'eim. Yisoid. What's part of kavod and what part of ma'ira? So the Shulchan Aruch follows that introduction. Eza Moira, Halacha Beis. Lo yamim b'mekayim amyuchad lo, you're not allowed to stand in his place. Oy makam amyuchad lo l'spalel, or a place where he davens, you can't be in his makam kavua. One of the things that the Shulchan Aruch, of course based on the Gemara, tell us that you mechuyev mitzad the din of kibud av v'eim, and that is, you're not allowed to call your father by his name. If your father's name is Chaim, of course you're not allowed to address him Chaim. You can't say, Chaim, how are you? Chaim, do you want something to drink? That's this halacha, you can't call him Bishmai. Now, loy b'chaya, v'loy b'maisei. So obviously, we're not referring to only addressing him straight to his face, because if it was that, then it wouldn't be b'maisai, right? Unless maybe it means you go to the Beis HaKfaris and you talk to the... Chayr doesn't mean that, right? I don't think b'maisai means that you're talking directly to him. So obviously, we have to broaden like re'enu b'shmai. It doesn't mean directly to him, but every time you speak of him. Obviously, right? Because otherwise b'maisei doesn't apply. If it means le'yikre'enu, you can't call him and address him directly in his name. So what's b'maisei? So obviously means when I talk of him and about him. We'll talk about that. That's what the shir is about. V'loy b'chaya, v'loy b'maisei. Ela oimer abba mori. So abba is not enough. You can't just say abba. You have to say abba mori. My father, my master. The Shulchan Aruch continues and elaborates that this halach actually is even more than just speaking to him and speaking about him. But even if I speak to someone else, not my father and not about my father, someone else I'm talking to who has the same name as my father, I'm also not allowed to say the name of that person. Hoya Shem Aviv Kishem Acherim. If the name of the father is the same name as others, Mishanishmam. See, he's got to change the name of that person. So if my father's name is David, I can't say in the room, hey, David, not referring to my father. I'll have to say, Chveis, Duvidal, or Dov. I have to say something to change the name. Now, im hu shem shehu peli, but that's only if it's a name that's not common. For example, Avram is common, right? Chaim is common, right? Yisrael is common. So if I call my friend Yisrael and my father Yisrael, not so bad, not a problem, all right? But if he has a unique name that nobody else has, it's like one of these interesting names from Tanakh, they pick a name, chasriel maybe, I don't know, something which is not common. So I can't call chasriel my friend, chasriel, because my father is the same name. Avol, says the Ramah, Shem shirgilim boy mutu likre sacherim shaloi befanav. But a name that others are common with it, you could call shaloi befanav. Okay. So let's delve into this halacha of Kriyas Shem Aviv and see how it applies in different scenarios and different cases. So let's begin by a ha'ara that was bothering me for many years. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a father. Ha'yashem Aviv kishem acher. Not he spoke about a mother. How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, if my mother's name is so-and-so, I can't call her that, I can't refer to her with that, I can't be talking about her in her name, I can't call others in that, only by a father. Something bothered me. And I also understood, maybe it's self-understood, because it's the same halacha. Tzarech lizar ma'ay b'chvayit aviv v'imay, uve moiram. So, moira includes not to call your father's name. So, of course, it means the mother as well. I've got this one in the Chayadah. In Klal Samach Zayin Siv Ches, Yitakev speaks out this halacha, both, father and mother. So, chayra, you have to say who I did. It's, even though in Shulchan Aruch, it's only mentioned father, father, mother is the same halacha. There should really be no difference. There's a chiv kavanah moira to both. The question, of course, is in the Torah. We find that people mention their father by their name. Elikei Avi Avram, Elikei Yitzchak, right? Pachad Yitzchak Hayoli. Yankiv talks about his father Yitzchak. That's how you... In the Torah, it's clear that people mention their father's name when they spoke about their father. Now, I don't think we have anywhere where he spoke directly. I don't recall anywhere in the Torah where somebody spoke to his father directly and he called him, addressing him by his name. But definitely when he spoke of him, when he spoke about a father, in the Torah it's all over. So the Mefarshim addressed this question. Different terutzim that are said that maybe they themselves didn't address the father, but they're not going to write in the Torah Abba Mori, right? They're not going to say that, Pachad Abba Mori Hayoli. The Torah went and changed it to Pachad Yitzchak Hayoli. It's a good shaila, because we have to know that whenever there was conversations in the Torah, were those the words that the people themselves said, or is it possible that they get changed based on the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted the Torah should be written? A big discussion, I don't want to go into it. Akupanim, this is the kasha from the Chumash. But there's a kasha from the Rishayim that the Achrayim, the Paiskim address, and that is, we find that the Tur quotes Adoni Avi Harosh, quotes his father, my father Adoni Avi Harosh, Keseder. So the question is, how was he able to address his father? Daini Avi Harosh. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Yudalit addresses this question. He addresses this question. Chayra, how was he able, and then he brings from the Yamshel Shloimeh that already asked this kasha. Now, there's two things that we have to understand. The teretz of the Aruch HaShulchan is that actually he never said his father's name. His father's name was Asher. Harosh is not Asher. Harosh is the acronym of his name. So you see from the Kasha that that's still a problem. Otherwise, the Kasha doesn't even begin. You didn't say Asher. It's the name that he's called, and that's already a problem. You could come and say, the problem is to say Asher, not to say Harosh. Harosh is an acronym. The teretz that the Aruch HaShulchan gives, Harosh was a title of honor. He was called the Rosh. So it's not addressing him by his surname, so to speak, or his personal name, but addressing him by his honorable title name. And he said that that's actually what Harosh means, Harosh Shal Klal Yisrael, Harosh Kol Shal Kol B'nei HaGoyla. part of the, you're right, it's an acronym of Rosh. It's an acronym of Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, but it's also Rosh, the master. So it's Bederech Kovod. So this Aruch HaShulchan is a good introduction to the whole Sif. You see that when you mention your father's name, yet it's with a title or an aberration of respect, then it's not a problem. Right? You see from this Aruch HaShulchan, it depends how it's said. If it's said commonly, the name is spoken out commonly, that's a problem. But if it's done, the Derech Kovod, it's mutter. For example, let's say Rabbi Yankif and Ramesha. That was almost their title on the book. Reb Moshe, that's the name of the book, right? The book, the art scroll book is Reb Moshe. The art scroll book is Reb Yankif. It almost became their title. So would a child allowed to say Reb Yankif? It's a nice aura. Unless maybe the Rosh was not Osher. He didn't say the word, he didn't say the actual name. He said the acronym, and therefore, but it was Mutter, even though the world called him the Rosh. Lamaisa, it's not the actual name. And since it's not the actual name, even though the whole world called him that, but since it's Bederech Kovod, it's Mutter. But to actually say the name, even though he was lovingly and respectfully referred to that, Rabbi Yankif, it still doesn't mean that that's Mutter. Tzarchi. It's a nice aura. Now, third person is part of the Shaila, really. Rabbi Yankif, let's see, when you say, my father, so my father is mine, right? It's my father. But you say Reb Yankiv, it's almost like third person, even though you're saying his name, right? Why don't we talk third person to our parents? Just like by a Rebbe, Rav, Shiva, today we say the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva. I don't know if they say it today, but they should be saying Akapanim, right? They speak third person. It's a good shy, always bothered me. Right? Why don't we talk in reverence third person to our parents? I saw this Shaila for the first time in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan address. The Shaila in Reish Mem Beis, Sif Lamed Ches. He says, a Rebbe, the minig is to refer to him as third person. He says, we don't do that by parents, father, mother, brother. I'm assuming we'll get to a brother in a minute. We don't refer to them in third person. And he says, because that's not what we do. And anyone who does it is min ha-matmiyim, he's doing something weird and strange. And people who are going to see you are going to say, it's not. Parents, you address, brothers and sisters, you address noichach. So there was two artists that I'd like to point out. First of all, you could say, first of all, why? I mean, just because nobody does it, doesn't mean it makes it right. I remember, I once saw a tshuva, I don't know if it's printed in the Igros Moshe, but I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Staten Island, they gave out this tshuva, that the Reshiva Zatzal did not like the canvas sukkahs. I don't want to go into sukkahs nor canvas sukkahs right now, but he didn't like it. He had issues with it. So in the tshuva he writes that someone's going to say, well, but everybody does it. So he says, so what? That doesn't make it right. Just because everybody, right? He says, Elamai, whoever originally started it, the stomach got an hashgacha from a rav. He said, "Who said mechatesa? Maybe the guy put out such a canvas sukkah, and it became a commodity. It became a common thing. It became part of business. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't make it right. So the shaila der chashulchan is, what is he saying? Is he saying that it's just not done? I mean, maybe that's not respectful to talk to your parents that way, because that's not the respectful way to talk to your parents now anymore. Since it's all about how you respect your parents." And parents are not spoken to this way. It's not normal. So then it will be disrespectful or strange. Maybe that's what he means. Right? Could be the Aruch HaShulchan means that. Or maybe we could come and say that he just means, fakir, it's not done. So it's not done. The stomach, the ilm knows what they're doing. And the nafkamina maybe would be, let's see when there's nobody around. I don't know. You talk to your parent, nobody around. Maybe say, does father want to drink? Does father want to, I should go? Maybe, I don't know. Or else maybe, possibly, this is what I think is the real pshat, it's taka not the right way to talk to your parent, because you is direct. And parents, you talk to direct. Like we find by tefillah, Baruch Atah, the Mefarshim ask, how can you talk to Hashem, you? You should say, they, or don't say you. Tefillah is direct. Tata. It's like Tata Retten Gleich. You speak grud, you speak straight. Right? So could be that's what he means. Lashon Neichach of the Aruch HaShulchan is, a father, you talk directly. You start talking third person, it takes away from the Kesher. Kesher Nafshi, a relationship. Okay, it's a relationship of Neichach. Satat Retmin Gleich. You speak straight, me, you, heart to heart, face to face. We don't need any. Which is what is said by Tefillah, and maybe that's what the Aruch HaShulchan means. And therefore, even if nobody sees and nobody knows, and maybe if you feel nicer and more comfortable to do it that way, maybe it's talking about the right thing to do. But there's an interesting point that I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, we don't talk to fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters that way. Is there a halacha of Laikreno Bishmoy by Achav HaGadol? Chayr, there's the same halacha, Kabbalah Savicha Ves, Imecha Es L'Rabbis Achicha HaGadol. So maybe Achicha HaGadol, you shouldn't mention his name, you shouldn't talk to him, calling him by his name, maybe. So the emes is we can come and say, Moira. Moira is not to mention the name. Kovid, it's not Kovid, it's Moira. And we'll soon see this could be big nafkaminis in cases where there's no chi of Kovid. There's no chi of Moira, but there's only a chi of Kovid. For example, in-laws. There's a chi of Kovid, there's no chi of Moira. Are you allowed to address your in-laws by their name? We're going to talk about it in a few moments. So maybe there's a chi of Kovid. Kovid es l'rabbis a chi chagadlis Kovid, but not Moira. Be afraid of your older brother. Maybe you are anyway. It's very possible. But that's nicht voluntary gesagt, you know. Okay? So therefore, maybe this. But I saw the Mechaz Chinuch. The Mechaz Chinuch is already Meir the Shaila. And he answers like the Aruch HaShulchan. We just don't see it. It's not done. It's the fact that it's not done, Mishlom, it's Ayim Mechaz Chinuch. Okay? So this is the Ha'ara that L'chaira Minig will play a role in this halacha of Leikrenu Bishmoy. So let me again be magdim to you the two hakdamas that I gave you, because I think they'll open up the entire sugya. The first hakdama is that when I address my father, if it's b'derech kovid, even though I'm saying his name in what, the way I'm talking or where I'm talking about him, but if there's a b'derech kovid involved, if it's done in a glowing way, or a respectful, honorable, kovadikim way, then it's not a problem. That's that Aruch HaShulchan. And the second thing is minig plays a big role too. Whatever the minig is, whatever the custom is, so the male it's normal, so the male it's not a bizoyan, it's not a problem. You know, it's interesting. Reshiva the Tshuvas from Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Yerdei Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuflam and Gimel, talks about mechila. It's a whole big meeting, you know, because this chayra plays into what we just spoke. You know, if the parents are meichels, that's part of what's normal, you know. Yeah, we don't get up every time a parent walks into room 20 times, right? Every time he walks back and forth, we don't get up, right? Why? Because it's mechila, he's meichel, it's normal, it is what it is, right? Mechila chayra should play part of this also, right? And what's normal makes it mechila, right? Chayra, that's also part of mechila. There's a stechemet that says that Leikrenu Bishmoy is not shaykh to mechila. Even if the father's meichel, you still not call him by his name. Why? Because it's not about kovid, it's about meira. So kovid, it can be meichel. Avshem meichel akvoidik, voidik meichel. But avshem meichel meira, you can't. Meira is there anyway. Meira is chiddush. So that would be a zilzel. See, it's two sugyas. One is you have to go out of your way to proactively milchabit him, but you also what? There's another problem to be mezalzo. So if this is about moira, which means it's not the I'm mechabit him, I'm proactively be mechaf. I care to be mezalzo by calling him by his name. Mechila won't help for that. The achrayim don't seem to take this halacha of the stechemid halacha lemaisa. And like I said, if it's normal, whatever the norm is, there's a chnezuzel. can't call it a zilzul. Right? So even if you hold la halacha, what the Stechemet says, it's zilzul by calling him the name, and Hav Shemachal doesn't help for that, but maybe if it's normal, this is the normal steger. Yiddish is the expression, the normal steger, the normal way, the derech. So it's not a zilzul. Yeah. So this is a very important hakdama to the sugya. Let me also add to you another piece of information, part of the shaila. There's a Radbaz. Okay? The Radbaz says that in case I add the word Abba, or in case I add the word Rav, then it's Mutter. Because I'm giving him a chshivas, a title. Yeah. There's a machloikis in the Achrayim. How does this Radbaz apply? Does it apply when it's befanav? That even befanav, if I add a title or a chosh, for example, I say Abba Chaim, Rav Chaim, Rav David, or that would only help me shaloi befanav. Means when I talk about him not in front of his face, if I add the word Rav or I add the word Abba, it's good enough. But a befon of that wouldn't work. So the Yamsha Shloima says that that's only Shaloi befon of. But befon of it wouldn't help. There's a third Tzad Nachroinim that even with a Tayar, even with a title, you can never mention your father's name. The Igris Maisha, Ramesha in Yardei Chel Kalf Sin Kuflam and Gimel, says, Be'etzem, if you're able, you should never mention your father's name, period. You should try to be machmir never to say, Sai b'fanav, Sai shaloi b'fanav, Sai b'toyar, aber halach l'maisa, the minig oilam is, that in case he wants to, and he's allowed to say his father's name, shaloi b'fanav, as long as he adds a toyar. What's in a gay l'maisa, Rabbi Yisai, practically? A lot of times, you have, let's say, three brothers, and you're a child of one of the brothers, okay? People are going to ask you, whose are you? Whose son are you? Are you this one? So you say, I'm Chaim's son, I'm David's son, I'm Beryl's son, right? That you're not allowed to do l'chayr, right? So according to the tshuva of the Rishiva, if you want, you could say, maybe I'm Harav, this one's son, or Abba of this, right? That's... But you can't say his name. You can never say, I'm David's son. A lot of people did it. It's customarily, it's been done, and people are not makbar on this. I do want to point out that if it's not mutter, you're even one of the aseres adibros. It's not a... People don't chop. This is not just a shaylach veis hachumran and hilchas chveis vas. This is... This Raboisai is Moira, and if you don't do it, you can be Mezalzel Be'aviv, you're Oiva Moira, which is one of the Aseres HaDibros. So you got to take it with a Chaimer. So even if we're going to discuss a Terim and a Terim, no, these are Terim on a Deraisa, on an Aseres HaDibros. Okay? Well, we're going to talk about that in 2 seconds. Now, over the years, I've asked Gedolei Yisrael, Poiskim, you know, what's nichlal in title? Title. When you give him a title. Yeah. Mister, is mister a title? Everybody's a mister. It's almost not a chshivas to be a... Or Reb. Everybody's Reb. Right? Reb doesn't mean anything. What does it mean? Reb, Chaim, Reb, Yisrael, Reb. It doesn't... Mister this one, so what? Now, Mistama, I mean, the last name's not a problem. If I say I'm... My father is Mr. So-and-so. I guess that's not his name. It's the family name. It's the surname. You know, it's different. My surname is the family name, right? The
surname is Mr.
Mr. Meaning Mr. So-and-so. It would be the surname. Right. But what about his private name? I don't know. You say Mr. Yisrael, Mr. David, or Reb David. I don't know. I've asked Gedolei Yisrael over the years. Could I include a Mr. and a Reb in the Radbaz's heter, I would tell you that it means nothing today. You know, people get invitations. Rabbi so-and-so, and believe you me, if they're rabbis, then I'm a mister, okay? If they're rabbis, I'd rather you send me invitations calling me mister. I'm just kishaychas, yeah? Basically, I don't know if it means anything to call somebody a rabbi today. Basically, okay. I was thinking once, and I spoke it over with Paiskim. It could be, I come and I say I'm the son of so-and-so, that would be a problem. But if I say my father is, that could be better. Why? Because the Rabbah says, as long as I give him the title Abba, so it's mutter. So I always thought maybe this could be the way around it. Someone asks you, whose son are you? Don't say I'm the son of so-and-so, but say the other way around. My father is, and then it's mutter. And what would be the cheshbon? I don't know, when I say father, do I mean just Lamaisi is my father, or maybe it's a shtickl chshivas? Abba, it's maybe not. Maybe it's not just father's just the fact is he's my father. It's not a title. Well, maybe not, because Lamaisa, if you say Abba, the Radbah says it's okay. Ulayesh lahakol. Maybe there's a makom to be makel if I come and I say my father is so and so instead of saying I'm the son of so and so. Now it's interesting. Chaveray, if his friend has the same name. So in this community, right, you have a problem because the grandchildren are named after the fathers. Right? Each person names his kid after. So what do? You're sitting at a Shabbos table. The grandfather's sitting there. It's a big problem. So I grabbed the soup. Rabbi Tzion Abishol Taka says that you have to be machmir to give him a different name. You have to call him by a different name. So, for example, if his name is Yisrael, then you'll have to go the Ashkenazi route, call him Sruli. I guess. I don't know what. What? You can't call him Yisrael, right? Your father's standing right there. Unless maybe pull for carrot, I don't know. Maybe he was very proud. He's very happy that his grandson's called Yisrael. So you think so, but Reb Tzion Abishol didn't think so. So I guess it's machlokes you, Reb Tzion Abishol. I'll hedge my bets with Reb Yisrael. Reb Tzion Abishol. It's a good shaila. It's a nice shaila. It's a good. It's a good makom diun. But yeah, but. If you can figure out some kind of a shino, but again, you should maybe ask your father in advance if he's masking to that. You know, another big shiloh which comes up, mazel, you know, the Sephardim, you guys love every other woman's called mazel here, right? So, can I go over to mazel and say, hey, mazel tov, right? Maybe it's not a problem if I'm adding the word toif, right? When I say the word toiv, it's not mazel, it's mazel toiv. We'll talk about this. That if I id some name, there's a psak from Rabbi Yoshev, that it's not a problem. So we'll get to that a little bit later. Okay. Now, let's discuss in-laws. Could you call your in-laws by their first name? So the truth is, like I just said, there's no chiyuv moira. There's a chiyuv kavod to them. So chayr shvi mutter. I saw Rabbi Yashiv in the Tshuvas writes that you can't call your in-laws by the first name. You have to treat them exactly like your parents. Now, I don't know if he meant the lalacha or he gave you good advice, because if you start not treating your in-laws like you treat your parents, your yom tov aren't going to look very good. You got to treat them, right? Pesach, Sukkot, and and Shavuos is going to be a disaster. You got to treat them both the same, all right? I don't know. Okay. Now, the question is, what happens when somebody calls you up to the Torah, right? Somebody calls you up to the Torah, okay? What's the halach? Now, there's another shiloh. Every aide signs his name with his father's name. So what's the heter for that? How could a person, every aide, signs his name? Yisrael ben David. So the truth is, there's a big machlekes in Achreinim if it's also b'ksav. Is it only balpet, by mouth, or it's even b'ksav? Now, l'chayr from the Yamshel Shleima, that he has an issue with the Rosh that writes Adoni Ovya Rosh. So you see, it's even by writing. Right? Otherwise, well, he wouldn't have had the issue. Baruch HaShulchan, that I quote the Yamshel Shleima. Now, what did the Torah say when he said Shir? Maybe he didn't say that. Maybe the Taka didn't address the Rosh, Adoni Ovya Rosh. Maybe he just said Adoni Ovya. He didn't say Adoni Ovya Rosh. In writing, he wrote it. So from the fact that the Yamshel Shleima and the Aruch HaShulchan have to go out of their way to explain it's a title of honor, so then how does every aide ever sign his name? So Rabbi say, let's dwell a little further into the sugya. Okay, so the first shaila is, you have to get an aliyah, you're saying you Chaim Ben, your father's name. When you're signing a ksuba, right, you're signing an edus anywhere, you're saying what? Again, Chaim Ben, you're writing Chaim Ben. So what's the head? So I saw a beautiful tshuva from the Rebbe of Yashiv. Very nice, beautiful tshuva, which goes to the heart of the sugya. What's the issur? What's wrong with saying your father's name? So there's a Radbaz. I think the Bach also quotes it. He says that the problem is that it looks like you're addressing your father. It's like you're talking to him, yeah, and you're saying his name. So according to that, if he's not in the room, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Shouldn't be a problem. He's not, right? Then I saw that they bring beautiful yisoid. Yeah. This is first of all, let me just tell you where the Radbaz is. Yeah, Radbaz is, the Bach Simin Reish Mem, Levush, Prisha, Simin Reish Mem Beis, it's all B'Shem the Radbaz, okay? That the reason why you're not allowed to call your friend, with the name of your father, because people think you're addressing your father, yeah? There's another pshat, which is based really on a chida in Dvash Lepi and a few other places, that there's, just like Haskara Shem Shemayim, Hashem's name, if you mention it in vain, shows a lack of respect, so too, if you mention your father's name, even if you're talking about to somebody else, it's a concern of COVID, it's a concern of Moira. Moira, fear. See, he brings from Reb Chaim Palagi. Very nice, from Reb Chaim Palagi, Ruach Chaim, Simir Reish Mem, that he brings from the Bina Le'ita. That when a person mentions his father's name, he should get up. He should stand up. So Chayra, when they have Kriyas HaTayra, and they say, Pachad Yitzchak, and your father's name's Yitzchak, he wants you to get up, huh? Shtakat Pachad Yitzchak. That's interesting. You ever seen anybody do it? Reb Chaim Palagi. So Reb Chaim Palagi says clearly, you hear? So obviously, what is that? That's a reverence to the name itself. Now, that's a very big chiddush. I'm not going to tell you it's not a chiddush. But we're trying to understand what's the problem if I say my father's name, but I'm not talking to my father about my father. I'm talking about the other guy. So what's the problem? And the teretz is, people might make a mistake and think that I'm talking to my father. Or, just in saying the name of my father, and I'm not afraid to say the name, shows a chisaron of Moira. Like if I would just walk around saying Hashem's name. Rebbe Yashiv says, Lefiza, we can say, the first is that if your father has one name or two names, and you only use one of the names, right? He uses only one name. For example, the father is called Yisrael Chaim. You walk around and call your friend Yisrael. Not a problem, right? Because if it's about, people might think that you're addressing your father. Your father is Yisrael Chayim. He says another chiddush, right? Huh? Another way too, he says. Let's say his name is, right, one, Chaim, and the other, and your friend is Chaim Yisrael. Also not a problem, right? Which is what I told you, the Mazel Tov. Right? You could say Mazel Tov as long as you're adding another name. Rabbi Yashin says, what happens when a father, Le'aleinu, Chmona Litzlan, gets sick, he's older, they add him a name. And that wasn't the name that people know him by and call him by. It's a name that they added for the Mishaberech. So that would be a problem to call a friend with that same name. Why? Because that's not the name that he's called by. Because the whole problem is people might think that you... What about a nickname? If, for example, your father has a nickname. He's never called Chaim. He's never called David. He's called Chevreman. Right? Wow, just an example. All right? So as long as you don't... Because no one thinks that you're referring to him. Anytime you have a question, if you're referring to... It should become mutter. Okay? So let's go one step further. How about a mishaberech? Right? Or let's say they call you up to the Torah and you want to give your father's name. So Rabbi Yashuv told me, of course, you can't come and say Chaim Ben David, because you're not allowed to say your father's name, right? So you have to say Chaim Ben, and people, what do they say? Reb. Right? Chaim Ben Reb David. Again, Reb is also nothing. So you should really say Chaim Ben Harav. Problem is, if he's not really Harav, people think you're crazy, right? People look at you and no, Bemis, people, I've seen it, and I have understood why people do it. People do it because they have a hard time saying their father's name, so they call him Harav. Maybe he's not Harav. What are you talking about? Right? So what should you say? Unless you say, Chaim Ben Avi Moiri David. Yeah? Remember Ben? If I come and I say Ben, I'm the son of, that's no good. But if I say my father is, so maybe I could say I'm Avram Ben Avi, or maybe I don't even need the Mari. It's a nice shayla. You know, I guess every person what he feels more comfortable. So let me chazer over what we just said. If you think that it's mutter just to say my name is Chaim Ben Yisrael, you got a problem because you can't say your father's name. So there's a few things you could do. Everyone is Reb, so they add the word Reb. It's like saying Mr. Reb. I don't know if that helps you. I don't know if that helps you. Elamai, you add Harav, the Rabbaz, you have a title, Harav. Maybe he's not a Rab. What are you talking about? I've seen people do it. They talk about simple people, Ben Harav, and they do it because they feel uncomfortable, Taka, just to say their father's name. Elamai, what you could do is, you could say Ben Avi, or even Avi Meiri, right? Maybe you don't need the Meiri. As long as you say Avi, it's good enough. Because remember, I told you, maybe if you say my father is, or maybe you could be Mach, unless it looks strange. Listen, if you can get away with it, you should say Ben Avi Meiri.
What if you're Gabbai and your father got a Meiri?
So it's the same thing. He has to say Avi Meiri. No, maybe you shouldn't even say the name. What's the point?
It looks weird because he's not mentioning his name.
I said, again, if it looks weird, so you see, I'll be married the name. I don't know. Something. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think you'll get away with Reb. And the Harab sometimes looks strange. And the Avi might be enough, or maybe not. Maybe you should say, I'll be married. Yeah?
Saying Reb would make a difference.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. Since it's, unless you're saying, because it's, yeah, but then it would look strange. Is he Reb? Is he Taka? I don't know. Unless maybe you're right. Yeah, since nobody does it, so Reb is Taka showing you that I'm doing this. Maybe. I can hear. Okay. Oh. So what do we do by the Mishaberach? Mishaberach, I was saying, Abraham to Yaakov, Yuvarech, is Abi, right? Okay. So, by Mishaberach, it's a little more complicated. When they call you up to the Torah, it's more of an issue than the Mishaberach. Why? Rabbi Akiva Eiger in our Chaim Simin Kuf Yates quotes a Birka Yosef, which I think is really originally from a Sefer Chassidim, that says that when you dive into the Rabbeinu Shloilem, when you dive into Rabbeinu Shloilem, you cannot say titles about anybody, including your father. Yeah? When you talk to the Rabbeinu Shleilam in Tefillah, why? Because Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one is anything. Everything is... You are who you are, and Yenushkin Grois, Toyerim, great things, okay? Humility. Kuf Yates, Rav Akiva Eger. So the question becomes, when I make a Mishaberach, yeah, so should I or should I not say my father's name, right? Because here already it's Mishaberach HaVeseinu Avram, it's a tefillah, daming to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Maybe, the Mishaberach is not Mamish tefillah. Okay, so let's discuss Mishaberach L'chaylam. If I make a Mishaberach L'chaylam, that's Zichat tefillah. So maybe I shouldn't say the name, right? Maybe I should just say it. A lot of people are very mock, but you just say the name without any harabs, without any title, so who are then by the parents? How about Benchi? Harachmaru Yivarech Es Avi Moiri. Oh, wait a second. I thought you're not supposed to say any titles in Tefillah. So Rabbi Yashav has a very interesting psak. Rabbi Yashav wants to say that there's a chil between Tefillah and Bracha. First he goes to the heart of the sugi. He says, it's not the end of the world if you do Mishabech, your parents, in Tefillah. Why? Because the Torah wants you to do that. I mean, you're not undermining the Rabbeinu Shalom by saying your parents are Ovi Moiri. The Torah said to Mechabed, your parents, you're doing what the Eibishter wants. It's not such a big problem. And even if you want to be Machmir, that could be only in Tefillah and not in Bracha. Benching might be just a bracha, mishaberach. Oh, so let's go back and say there's a chilek. Could be when I make a mishaberach by the Torah, that's a bracha. So there I could say Avi Meiri and give titles. But where it's a mishaberach of chayla, maybe that's a little bit more of a tefillah, where that's where the minig is talking to not say any Torah. I shouldn't say any titles of Torah, even when I talk about my father. You know, when you walk into an office, they could ask you father's name, mother's name. What do you do? So we could come and say, don't say it, just write it. And therefore, according to one side, the Achrayim, maybe writing is not such a big problem. Or we could come and say, yeah, we can come and say, Mishani, you'll change. Well, you're not going to get the insurance. If they see any shinuyim, any changes in the documentation, the insurance will never pay for you. It's got to be everything. So what do you do? So the truth is, we could come and say that could be an English name is different than a Hebrew name. Yes, I have this over the years. I was mistopic over the years about this. I mean, in the shul, he's called Chaim and David and this and that, right? Among his peers at home, he's Chaim and David. You're right, when he goes out to work, he's so maybe it's a little different. And I'm just using the English name. I don't know. It's a good shaila. The truth is, there's a heter for all of this, including the signing on the documentation, which will already explain to me why I'm allowed to sign my name as an edus on a ksuba and whatnot, even though I'm saying my father's name. Rabbi Rebelsky used to say over that there's a mahalach that if I'm coming to talk about my father, then I'm not going to mention his name. But where I'm talking about me, who I am, it's about identifying who I am, then there's no problem of saying my father's name. It's very possible that where I speak him, I can't say. So if I make a mishaberach for him, then I got to be careful to what? To say Adaini Avi Meiri or whatever you want to say to take care of the problem. But where I'm talking about me, who am I? Yeah, I'm Ben David. So that would be, if someone asked you whose son are you, you could say, because you're not talking about him. You're talking about you. When you're signing, you're talking about you. So it would come out a very interesting nafkamina lalachara voice. I was thinking about a cute nafkamina. You're making a mishaberach, right? So the gabbai, the first thing he has to say is mishaberach v'sanavah hu yivarech. When he talks about you, he could say Yisrael ben David, right? Yisrael ben David, right? You tell him, Avush Yisrael ben... But when he's giving the Mishaberach to the father, when he's giving the Mishabeh, unless you say a bracha is different, right? I'm saying Pashas, a bracha is different than tefillah, so you would have to say Adonai Avimayri. Oh, Yivarech, when I say Mishabeh, I'm saying Yivareches, Adonai Avimayri, whatever his name is. But if it's the other way around, I'm saying I am the son of, then it would be Mutter, because I'm actually identifying what? Who I am, and I'm not trying to say what? Anything about him. What would I tell you, Lalacha Lamaisa, where it's not strange or bizarre, you should try to be Machmir, because it's a Shailam Adaraisa. It's a Shailam Nasaras Adibris. Where it's going to look strange, could you imagine you walk into the office and you say, mother's name, father's name? And you start saying, Adoni Avi Meiri. I think they'll take you to a different room in the doctor's office for a different ailment, okay? And they'll think there's something seriously wrong with you, all right? But where you're able to, and it doesn't look strange or bizarre, or it's Bederach Kovid, which means I'm using it as a title or something, then I should try to be careful and not saying my father's name. You don't see your father. You just see.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.